Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Tuesday, 5th of September, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally lower as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index. BSE Sensex climbed 241 points to 65,628, while the Nifty 50 jumped 94 points to 19,529 in the earlier trading session. Now, the pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may be taking support at 19,459, followed by 19,433. On the flip side, 19,545 can be the key resistance level, followed by 19,572. US markets. Stock futures were mixed on Monday night as market looks to maintain momentum in the holiday-shortened week. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 37 points or 0.11%. S&P 500 futures were lower by 2.25 points, while the Nasdaq 100 futures gained 6.25 points or 0.04%. The moves follow an upbeat week for Wall Street, with Dow and Nasdaq notching their best performances since July. The 30-stock Dow index and the Nasdaq added 1.4% and about 3.3% for the week. The S&P 500 gained 2.5% to register its best week since June. Traders last week were weighing new signs of slowing economy and easing pricing pressures. The latest U.S. non-farm payrolls report showed that unemployment rate ticked higher to 3.8% in August, reaching its highest level in more than a year. Economists had expected it to remain at 3.5%. Average hourly earnings also increased 4.3% on a year-on-year basis, less than 4.4% expected by economists polled by Dow Jones. European markets. European stock markets closed flat on Monday, losing momentum through the session after appearing to shake off recent negativity. The Stoxx 600 index ended little changed from the previous session, barring gains after hitting its highest level since 9th of August in morning trade. Travel and leisure stocks gained 0.5% as sentiment around equities brightened following Friday's US jobs report. Investors saw signs of a slowdown, which could mean a pause in Federal Reserve's hawkishness. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets fell ahead of Australia's central bank's rate decision, as well as inflation and business activity readings from across the region. The Reserve Bank of Australia is expected to hold its benchmark policy rate at 4.1% for the third straight month, according to a Reuters poll of economists. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 slid 0.45%. Elsewhere, South Korea's inflation rate for August came in higher than expected at 3.4%. Thailand and the Philippines are also expected to release inflation data on Tuesday. Investors will also be monitoring purchasing managers' index readings from China, India, and Hong Kong. South Korea's KOSPI slid 0.19%, while the KOSDAQ hovered slightly below the flatline. Both Japan's Nikkei and TOPIX were also just below the flatline. Vishnu Prakash listing. Infrastructure company Vishnu Prakash R. Punglia, or VPRPL, is expected to start the first day on the bourses with at least 50% premium over the issue price of 99 rupees per share. According to experts, robust IPO subscription numbers, increasing focus on the infrastructure space by the government, and strong order book are some of the reasons behind the expected strong listing. The maiden public issue closed last week with a massive 87.82 times subscription backed by all categories of investors. Qualified institutional buyers and high net worth individuals were aggressive amongst them, buying 171.69 times and 111.03 times the allotted quota. Retail investors also lent great support to the issue, buying 32.01 times the portion set aside for them, and employees bid 12.97 times. Zerodha Mutual Fund in action. Zerodha Asset Management Limited, one of India's newest fund houses, is getting ready to launch mutual fund schemes nearly a month after it got its final license by the Securities and Exchange Board of India. In keeping with its mandate to launch passive schemes, Zerodha has filed draft offer documents with the market regulator to launch two schemes. Zerodha Tax Saver ELSS Nifty Large Mid-Cap 250 Index Fund and Zerodha Nifty Large Mid-Cap 250 Index Fund ZN250. While one is a normal diversified equity fund, the ELSS scheme is a tax saver scheme that will give the Section 80C tax deduction benefits up to an investment of 1.5 lakh rupees. As per its business plan, Zerodha AMC will launch passive schemes only. According to industry officials, the fund house will launch a mix of index funds as well as exchange traded funds. Hero Motors investment in Ather Energy. Two-wheeler major Hero MotoCorp said that its board has given approval to invest 550 crore rupees into electric two-wheeler maker Ather Energy, in which it is an existing investor. This comes at a time when EV maker was looking to close a funding round before its IPO listing plans. According to industry sources, Ather Energy is mulling an IPO by 2024. As per the exchange filing, the board of directors of the company at its meeting held on 4th of September approved an investment of up to 550 crore rupees in the rights issue of Ather Energy Private Limited. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Shrey Jain, founder of SAS Online, a deep discount broker. He talks about the different weekly expiry days and what it means for traders going ahead, what are the different strategies traders can look at, and how the F&O space is shaping up. Let's listen in.
So daily expiry would obviously give more opportunity to traders, especially traders who trade theta DK strategies on expiry days, because the same margin or fund can be reused. For example, now the trading capital has to be split amongst Nifty and Bank Nifty on Thursday expiries. But once Bank Nifty expiry moves to Wednesday, so the total capital can be used on creating positions in Bank Nifty on Wednesday and Nifty on Thursday. Further, the DK in premiums is maximum on expiry days. So obviously, this new regime where we have an expiry happening daily is a boon for option sellers. However, I think expiry trading is a high risk, high reward strategy. So one should definitely do proper back test and stress test before going live with any of the strategies. One more thing that maybe traders should look at is building hedges when they trade, essentially buying OTM options. So this is called iron condor, and it not only reduces the margin requirement but also protects or basically caps the maximum loss. So lastly, one other impact I feel, so the volatility of Nifty on expiry will definitely go down. Actually Nifty is a broad-based index and Bank Nifty is actually a thematic index. But due to Bank Nifty expiry happening on Thursdays, which is the current scenario, the overall market volatility goes up. So I think that should change in the near future. Talking about BSE, BSE has greatly benefited from this since Sensex trading on Fridays has really taken up. BSE's market share in F&O segment has jumped from almost zero in June 2023 to 4-5% in August. And a lot of brokers are in line to get approvals for BSE FO segment so that they can offer Sensex as a product or script to trade on Friday expiries.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.